This goes to Brian Thwaites, T H W A I T E S P A C, fax 989-291-5348, regarding James Vuerma, B like boy, O E R, M like Mary, A. Date of birth 9/26/1950. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Vuerma with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was July 18th of 2022. He's been feeling very well. He did become ill with COVID infection in January of this year, but symptoms were very mild, more like having a cold, and they resolved very quickly. And he is feeling very well. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He actually has gained 5 pounds in the last 9 months. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, cough, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 10 milligram daily. Also hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. And he's been started on P like Paul, R A M like Mary, I P E X O L E, 0.125 milligram daily for restless legs, and vitamin B12 tablets, 500 microgram daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 187 pounds, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 60. Pulse 63, and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done April 11th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.34, estimated GFR is 56, sodium is 130, that's stable, that's always low, most likely a secondary to the hydrochlorothiazide, potassium is 4.9, carbon dioxide 25, calcium 9.2, albumin 3.9, phosphorus 3.3, hemoglobin is 16.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy, also well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.